237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. It's going to be a nice day, a great day to get out in the yard and start to think possibility of what's going to happen this year. Hey, spring is Tuesday. Spring is Tuesday. So it's time. And being that yesterday was St. Paddy's Day, my dad would have planted peas yesterday because the weather has been that good. And even where I live in Maine, it's going to be in the 60s today. So get out in the yard, start working the soil if it isn't too wet. Now make sure it's not too wet. But get your lime down, or the Magic Cal by Jonathan Green. If you have a wood stove, spread your wood ash. If you're going to the dump or the landfill, sanitary landfill, usually there's a place where people dump wood ash. And if your particular dump has that, bring a bucket or two, scoop it up, bring it home, spread it in your gardens or on your lawn, and that will eliminate the moss and make your soils grow your garden a lot better. Less acidic, your plants can use the fertilizer that you apply a lot better. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about systemics.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How can we help you out today?
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Got a couple questions, one about systemics, the other about wood violets, but I'll start with systemics. From what I've read, there's some question about whether they'd be safe for pollinators like bees. I want to use them on azaleas. I have a problem with azalea sawflies, and they're worse when the plants are in full flower, so I hate to spray with regular spray, so I thought a systemic might be better, but I don't want to hurt the bees.
Right. Okay. And what is your second question?
Well, I've been battling ground ivy and wood violets, and nothing seems to work. I've tried products using triclopyr, which seems to be the ingredient that's supposed to be effective. And I've increased the concentration over time just to see what will happen, and I eventually got to the point where it was killing the grass but still not affecting the ground ivy at all.
Okay.
Just not facing it a bit. So that's it.
Okay. On your ground ivy, Bonide makes a product called Weed Beater Ultra, and it's available at all of your local garden centers. Weed Beater Ultra, and it will control and kill the ground ivy. Now, ground ivy is the tough one, as you well know. And the way that I've been able to get rid of it is giving it two applications a week apart. So a day like today, there's no rain in the forecast. Get out there, apply it. And then next Saturday or Sunday, depending on the weather, hit it a second time. If it's really strong, you may need to go back a third, but usually two applications will take care of ground ivy. And
what's the magic ingredient?
Offhand, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they're always updating that particular product, and you can read the ingredients on the label. But I had a real bad problem with ground ivy and violets coming up in one corner of my yard. And the only product that worked was Weed Beater Ultra. And it did not hurt the grass, and it knocked it right out. And one of the reasons that I'm telling you to do it now is Weed Beater Ultra is a product that can be applied when the temperatures are even as low as 40. But being that the temperatures are in the 60s and 70s, it's going to work even better. So if it's up, it's beginning to grow, get the product on it. And again, you can find it at most garden centers, feed grain stores. And out of all the products around, this is the best. Weed Beater Ultra. It's a liquid. You put it in a bottle sprayer, spray it on just the areas where you have a problem, and it will take care of the job. Now, systemics. Systemic products will go inside the plant. And yes, they will go in the flowers. So, in your case, what you would do is, when your azalea is beginning to go by and the flowers are changing color, turning brown, beginning to fall from the plant, that's when you would apply a product like the Bonaid annual tree and shrub, Bayer tree and shrub, Ferdy Loam tree and shrub. If you apply it before the bloom, because it is a systemic, it will go up into the plant, into the flower bud. When the bud opens, the product is there, and yes, it can hurt the pollinators. So, any plant that blossoms when the flowers are on their way down, that's when you apply it, and it will protect the plant for the rest of the season. And that way, there's no problem with pollinators. So, if you have a problem with an insect and it's a non-flowering type, like a hemlock or a spruce, you can do it now. But if it's a blooming plant, wait until the flowering cycle is over or on its way out, because it's going to take time to move up into the plant. For example, azaleas, rhododendrons. Azaleas will be in bloom in April. Rhododendrons will be in bloom in June. So if you apply it in late April for azaleas, it will take care of it for the rest of the year, and that will take care of that sawfly. Japanese Andromeda. When the white bells on the Andromeda begin to fall, if you apply the tree and shrub product at that point, it will take care of the insects that attack the Japanese Andromeda, which is a lace bug, and it will make the foliage all full of like little pinholes, but no holes, but little spots on the foliage, on the new growth, because they're sucking the juice out of the plant and killing that little tiny green spot on the foliage. So as soon as the flowers begin to look a little tired or they're beginning to fall, apply the product, and within 2 weeks it will be up in the plant, and the plant will be safe of all types of insects, and that way you do not hurt the pollinators? Great question. Thank you. I appreciate that, Bob. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ed from Mass with a question about hedge trimmers.
Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, thank you very much for all your help over the years. We really appreciate it. And you've
had
some great, great suggestions. Two questions. One is on hedge trimmers, when I'm pruning evergreens, the sap just seems to stick to the blades. Is there any trick to getting it off, or is there any type of lubrication that would be okay to use as opposed to a solvent that would actually hurt the plant when you prune it? And my second question is, can I lime a lawn while I'm reseeding it?
Yes. You can lime. You can do everything the same day. So if you're putting in a new lawn, for example, what you would do is you would put down the grass seed first because you want to make sure that you cover the entire area. Then you can put down your fertilizer. Then you can put down your lime. Take your bamboo rake, turn it upside down with the teeth facing upwards, and then comb it into the soil so that you cover the seeds and water. So it can all be done the same. When we come back, we'll answer your second question.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Ed, are you still there?
Well.
Yes. Now, what was your second question,
the
Ed?
The second question regarding cleaning tools that I use around the garden. For instance, if I'm using a hedge trimmer and I'm trimming out some evergreens, there's like a sap substance that collects on the blades. All right. And what's the best way to clean it or to keep it clean?
Well, all of the commercial people that do edging, they will take bleach and they'll just take a rag with the bleach, rub it right on the pruners, and the bleach will dissolve pretty much all that pitch. And bleach is something that is a sterilant, so it will not hurt the foliage. For example, if you had a problem with a fungus on your plants and you were removing the infected area, one of the secrets to preventing your tool from spreading it from branch to branch to branch is to dip your pruner in the bleach, make a cut. Back in the bleach, make a cut. And that way, every time you put your pruner in the bleach, it sterilizes it. But the bleach will dissolve that pitch. So just bring a rag that's wet with water, add some bleach to it, and just kind of squish it so that you get the liquid on the blade, rub it a little bit, and that should take that pitch right off your tool. Give it a try, but I've seen commercial people do it and it seems to work well for them. Great questions. Thank you for the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lo from Maine with a question about lupin.
Okay. Tell us about your lupin. Good morning.
Good morning. Your caller who had a chipmunk problem. We had two, and then 2 weeks ago, a bobcat showed up outside our window in Kennebunkport, and we haven't seen a chipmunk since. My question about lupins is that last fall I harvested a bunch of lupin seeds. I was going to plant them in a mowed hay field next to my house and never got them in the ground. And I believe they're supposed to be planted in the fall. Can I plant them now or should I just forget about it?
What did you do with the seeds during the winter?
I kept them in a cool place and in a jar in the house.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. The seed itself will germinate better if it's been kept cold during the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you can do is you can get them in the ground now, and they will germinate as the soil warms up. They probably will not bloom this year, but you'll have some plant growth, maybe a few small spikes, but next year they will bloom.
Okay.
So definitely put them in. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that you can do, too, is if you're going to be putting it in a field where there is established grass, make sure that the seed is in contact with the soil. So rather than just go out there and just throw the seeds like you're throwing rock salt on ice, a lot of those seeds will sit on the thatch of the grass, will not come in contact with the soil, and will not germinate. So your best bet would be to bring a cultivator, scratch up a small area, sprinkle some seed with your feet, walk it down to push the seed into the soil. And then just do a few patches here and there. And then as these seeds begin to mature, they will make seed pods. They will be thrown into the air and they'll spread the way Mother Nature. But if you can get the mother plants established, you're going to see much, much better results, and then let Mother Nature take control. So scratch the soil, sprinkle your seed, walk it down, and then the rains will do the rest. Even a little bit of fertilizer will be good, too. Slow release, organic.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And if we can help you, give us a call. Right now we're talking with Cianne. She is our bird lady and has been helping us all winter long to try and encourage us to feed the birds, even though we haven't had much snow cover. And the birds really haven't been at the feeder as much as they should be, but they're beginning to migrate north. You're getting more birds, so don't get discouraged. And CN will tell you what to do to get the birds back to your feeder. CN, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. It's going to be in the 60s today here in southern Maine. Perfect weather.
Yes, it's going to be almost 70 here in New Jersey. Oh, where did this winter go? I don't even think it ever arrived.
That's okay.
But it is true, with the lack of snow cover, the activity of the feeders were kind of lackluster this winter. But the migratory birds are coming back, so we've got a lot to look forward to.
Now, tell us what we should be doing. I know yesterday the weather was nice, so I went out and I emptied the seed in my feeder and found that the lower part of my feeder, where the rains and stuff had hit, had built up probably a half-inch layer of seed that had stuck there. So I took a tool and cleaned it all off and washed out the feeder, refilled them, and so I'm ready. Is that the right thing to do now?
That's perfect. You know, this is time to spring clean. Check your feeders. Because, you know, in the wintertime, it is kind of difficult to get out there and give your feeders a real cleaning. You know, the things are frozen, and it's just great on a nice sunny day. Take them feeders down, empty them out, brush them out, wash them out, and then let them sun dry. Then fill them up, and you're back in business. So, yeah, that was perfect.
Great. That's good. Because, Evan, you know, like you, the weather's been nice, and I'm starting to see some of the more colorful birds again, and it's getting to be fun at that feeder. In fact, we even saw our first cardinal, so we're really excited about feeding the birds now.
Yes, and the goldfinches are starting to change a little color now. I saw a few out there that kind of looked a little more yellowy, so
yes.
I'm excited.
Oh, so during the winter months, there's not as much yellow to them?
No, the males drop their yellow, and they become basically the same color as the females. But in the springtime, they turn back to yellow, so it's very exciting. A lot of people think that, you know, all of them have migrated and disappeared. And, yeah, a good chunk of them will migrate. Like, during the summertime, I'll have about 50 to 60 of them. Oh, my gosh, they're all over the place. But in the wintertime, I have maybe 12 to 15 because the rest of them have moved off and migrated south. But now they're all coming back.
That's a wonderful thing.
And they're going to be easy to spot once they get that good yellow on.
Exactly. Now, what does Wild Delight bird food have that will really get those birds to our feeder? What seed blend would you recommend using now?
Well, what I use for the goldfinches, we have a mix called Special Finch, and it's a combination of finely ground up sunflower chips and Niger seed. And, oh, my gosh, they just inhale that. The little piglets eat me out of house and home. But a good sunflower mix is, you can't go wrong with it. So we have all our blends start off with sunflower as our base, and then we just dolly each one of them up with different nuts and different fruits. So you want to stay away from that cracked corn, that red Milo. I'm not even too much of a fan of white millet because the birds just kick that out. And I've seen weird stuff like oats and barley and wheat and different grass seeds thrown in bird food because these companies are hoping that people think it's a seed, a bird will eat it. That is not the case. That's why Wild Delight doesn't put any of those cheap fillers in there.
Now, for those of us that have been feeding, we have a layer around the bird feeder full of seed that has fallen to the ground, seed hulls and stuff. Time to rake that up and clean up the area also?
Absolutely. Get that up because that layer is just going to keep piling up. Mold can grow in there and, weeds can sprout. And it can be quite a mess. So, yeah, do at least a weekly quick rake up underneath your feeders and throw that stuff out.
Yeah. Now, that's not something that we can put into the compost pile. Otherwise, it's going to germinate and we'll really have a problem, right?
You know, some people debate on that. I tend to bag it up and throw it out, you know. But some people are debating whether that is good or not. Some people think it's all right. Some people think it's not. I just bag it up and throw it out. I'd like to keep my mulch pile just leaves.
Yep.
So
good.
That nothing does sprout and germinate.
Now, how about suet? I know things are beginning to warm up, and a bird's still going to need suet at this time of the year.
Oh, absolutely. I feed suet year-round. I have one of those suet logs with a holes bored in it. And I take our suet cake, because we make a line of suet, and I just actually cut it into four bars, and I stuff them into the holes. And I hang it out, and I feed year-round. The woodpeckers love it. Also, I've seen the oriole on the suet. The catbird goes after the suet. So some of our migratory birds are going to be interested in that suet. So I want to keep it out there year-round.
So keep it there year-round also.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay.
And, you know, with the coming of spring, love is in the air, and we got to think about nesting boxes for the birds. I watched a chickadee checking out a couple of my nesting boxes, so get those nesting boxes out there, clean them up, and get them out there, put an assortment of them, different hole sizes, put them in different places, and then put out some nice nesting material. I use, because fortunately I have a German Shepherd and he sheds, so I brush him out really well, and I take the big clumps of hair and I put them out there. The birds love it, absolutely love it. So, yeah, now, let's get some nesting boxes out there.
Now, see, when you put up a birdhouse or a nesting box, where should the hole face? I mean, I hear people say, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, no, it should face south because it wants the sun. Is there any particular positioning where the hole should face?
Some of the birds, they don't really mind, but I try and face mine east to southeast. Now, if you're trying to attract bluebirds, they're very, very picky. You have to get a bluebird box with the right size hole. You need to put it up in the open a bit on a post about 5 to 6 feet high, and you really must face the hole east to southeast.
Okay, but for the average person, if they just put it up in the tree, and it doesn't really matter, but south to southeast positioning where it gets morning sun would be the best.
Right, and don't forget, most of your bad weather comes from the north and west. So that'll, you know, the hole be facing in the opposite direction, so you don't have to worry about the rain blowing in the hole.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've got bird boxes all over the place. I mean, my mother has a couple of them attached to the side of her house.
Okay. Now, How about height? Is there any height that's better for attaching the birdhouse?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that first question.
How about height off the ground for the birdhouse?
I usually like to keep mine anywhere from 6 to 8 feet off the ground. This way I can still reach it so I can maintain it. You know, you want to clean it out at the end of the season.
Okay. Now, for people that are cleaning it out now, what would you recommend that they do to clean it? Just open it up and pull everything out, or should they wash it with some bleach or something like that?
I would tend to stay away from bleach, because especially a lot of these nesting boxes are wood. The bleach will kind of like absorb in the wood. I'm not too comfortable with that. If you want to wash it, use hot water and white vinegar or a very gentle, weak mixture of hand soap and rinse it really well and then let it dry thoroughly. But most of the time, a good flushing of the box, you know, like a floor scrub brush, get in there and give it a good brushing in there, and that generally does it.
Okay. Now, if you're going to be feeding these birds, what would you say would be the furthest away from the bird feeder that you would put the bird houses?
Boxes I have are about 10 feet away. I think that's the closest one I have, is about 10 feet. And okay. I get a bird in that every year.
So if they're in the same yard, shouldn't be a problem?
No, not at all. Not at all. Actually makes it convenient. Because they work real hard feeding their babies, that, you know, a quick flight to the, you know, to the feeder would be a convenience to them.
Exactly. Now, the weather has been really mild, and we, you know, temperature-wise, like right now at my house in Maine, it's 39 degrees. So is it a little too early to put out the bird bath?
Well, hopefully you have a heated bird bath out there. If the temperature drops at night and that water is frozen in the morning, you should have a heated bird bath. But for us down in Jersey, our temperatures have been in the 40s. So this weekend I'm cleaning out my non-heated bird baths and getting them ready to put out.
And how do you clean the bird bath, CN?
Hot water and white vinegar and a scrub brush.
That's it. No soap or anything.
No, I'm not a fan of bleach. I always worry that, you know, if you don't rinse it thoroughly, you know, ever feel that bleach slime?
Yes.
That you get? You got to really, really rinse that off thoroughly. So I'm a little leery on that. I mean, I've had people tell me they use a very mild dish soap with hot water and use that. But, you know, I just use white vinegar and hot water, and that just cleans it up nice in a scrub brush and just give it a good scrubbing.
Okay. Now, if somebody is new and they want to start to feed the birds, what type of a feeder would you recommend that they start with?
I like the tube feeders. You do get a good variety of birds on a tube feeder. But a lot of people want those cardinals. And cardinals don't fit on a lot of the tube feeders. Now, they do make these perch rings that you can buy. They're cardinal perch rings that will slide over the existing perches to make it bigger. The cardinals, being a bigger bird, they need a little bit of a bigger platform to lay on, you know, to land on. So those perch rings will help. But I'd like a good tube feeder. It's just a good all-around feeder. And a lot of them now, they're making them so they're easier to clean. The bottom pops out. The ports will pop out. And it's just a great all-around feeder.
Wonderful. Okay. CN, you hold on one second. I got a couple more questions for you because we really want to get people out in the yard today, clean the feeders, get the bird baths out, get the bird houses out. I mean, these are things that they can do now while it's still early. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 real barrels of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The Compost Tumbler at fallparent.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C. Ann from Wild Delight to try and get you motivated to get your birds taken care of. You know, it's time to clean out that birdhouse, to get the bird bath out, get it washed and ready, get the feeder going. And, you know, it's time. Spring is in 2 days. It's Tuesday. So let's get going. Now, CM, we talked a little bit about cardinals. What would be a good seed blend to attract cardinals to our feeders?
Well, we make a cardinal food, and that is black oil sunflower, safflower, and we throw in raisins, peanuts, and cherries. That's a good all-around mix, not only for cardinals, but for many of your other songbirds.
Okay, and now we were talking a little bit last time we talked about Baltimore Orioles. What would you suggest that people do to get the Orioles to come into their yards?
Well, I fortunately have got them nesting around my house, so I'm very excited about listening for, because I always hear their song before I actually see them. But because they are a nectar and fruit eater. So I have an Baltimore Oriole feeder where I put out grape jelly and orange halves for them. But they will go on my suet. So that's another reason why I keep suet out all the time.
Wonderful.
Now, and another bird that I always get asked about at this time of the year is hummingbirds. When are we going to see the hummingbirds? And when should I put out a feeder? And usually in New Jersey, rule of thumb is at least by tax day, which is April 15th, have at least one feeder out there. Because I have so many people saying, well, I don't put a feeder out until June and July when it's hot enough. That actually is too late. Because you want to catch them and get them stopping in your yard on their migration. Because if there's no food around, they're not going to stick around. They're going to keep on going. So have a feeder out there. And I'll tell you, for the past 4 years, April 26th, I have seen my first hummingbird in my yard. And once they know your yard, they'll come back to it every year. But another rule of thumb is when the forsythias start to bloom, get a feeder out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip because that's something that people, you know, if you give them a date, they're going to say, oh, I forgot the date. But when the forsythia come into bloom, it's
right.
The time to put out the hummingbird feeders.
At least one feeder because, you know, it is kind of hard to nail a date down because, you know, now with the warmer weather, a lot of stuff is really starting to pop earlier than normal. So we might actually see them sooner. So I'm very excited. I get at least a dozen of them in my yard every year. I have 8 feeders up all over the place, and my yard is just as busy as can be.
Wonderful. Now, tell us about the website for Wild Delight.
www.wilddelight.com. Go on there, join our Birders Club, and you can blog people across the United States with different bird questions and experiences. And check us out on Facebook as well. We have a coupon you can print out for dollars off our Wild Delight products.
How can you beat that? Cianne, as always, thank you so much for all the information, for trying to get people motivated. And, you know, there's nothing better at this time of the year to see the birds arrive after a long winter without seeing too many. And this year, with the lack of snow, we really haven't seen the amount of birds. And, you know, as you told us one time, they're eating all of the naturally occurring weed seeds.
Correct. They're foraging.
Yeah. So if that food's gone, they're going to need a place to find seeds. So if you want birds in your yard this year, get the feeders filled now, because naturally occurring food will probably be hard to come across.
Right, because it's already been eaten.
Wow. Cianne, you have a wonderful weekend. And again, thank you. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Have a great day. Happy birding.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we will help to motivate you one way or the other. Spring is Tuesday. So let's get out in the yard and let's get some yard work done.